Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay. It was just reported that Hamas has agreed to a ceasefire that was negotiated by Qatar and Egypt. They have agreed to the terms. They've been in negotiations now for a couple of days or for a few days. And they have now reportedly accepted this ceasefire offer negotiated by Qatar and Egypt. I want you to notice what's going on here, what has been going on. Last week, the Israelis made a fake ceasefire offer that was ridiculous and laughable, and said they tried to make it an ultimatum and say, if they don't accept this by Wednesday, we're going to attack Rafah. Anthony Blinken was going around saying, this is basically the last, this is the last offer. If you don't take this, we wash our hands of it, and Israel can do whatever they need to do, basically. And the only thing that they could do was to try to fake it, to try to bluff and to pressure Hamas into believing that this is the final offer, take it or leave it. But everyone knows you're not in a position to negotiate. Everyone can see what's going on, what's going on, what the global consensus is, what the international pressure has been, the protests on the campuses in the United States and across Europe and so on, the financial damage that's being done through the boycotts and whatnot, and not to mention the coordination by BRICS and the Arab states. And by China with the meetings with Hamas and with Fatah and so on. So everyone knows that it doesn't matter what negotiations you people do, what offers you people come up with. No one has to take that seriously because the serious negotiations are being done in your absence. And we will come to a decision about what is acceptable, and Hamas is dealing with us. Hamas is dealing with BRICS. Hamas is dealing with Egypt and Qatar. And China is involved in that. And Saudi Arabia is involved in that, and that this is where the deal is going to be made, not between America, Israel, and Hamas. No, Israel has no cards left to play. That's why they've been talking about Rafah all this time. For more than a month, they've been saying they're going to attack Rafah, and now when Hamas basically ignored their Wednesday ultimatum, they said you have to make the decision by Wednesday. Wednesday came and went. Last Wednesday, Thursday came and went. Friday came and went. Saturday came and went. Sunday came and went. And now we're into Monday, and they've come up with a deal that they have accepted. No one paid attention to your offer. No one paid attention to your ultimatum because you don't even have that kind of muscle to try to pressure anyone. No one takes that seriously. So they've come up with an offer now. They've come up with a ceasefire agreement, and Israel is going to have to take it or leave it. But now, because of what they've been doing in terms of Rafah with the evacuation plans and the limited strikes that they've been conducting today against Rafah, they're in a position where they can say, we forced them. We won. They accepted the ceasefire. They can just say the ceasefire and pretend that they won, that they forced Hamas into accepting their ceasefire offer. But obviously that's not what happened. Everyone ignored what you came up with, and they came up with their own, and they're agreeing to it, and they're offering it to you now. And if you have any sense, you will accept that ceasefire offer, and you can try to play it off like it was a win, that it's been as a result of your pressure, of Israeli pressure and so on, but everyone knows that's not it at all. I mean, when the United States refused to veto the ceasefire in Ramadan, and then when they also refused to back Israel in saying that they can't, if you conduct a retaliatory strike against Iran for their retaliatory strike against you, we're not going to back you up. We don't support that. Israel went to Germany and sought support from Germany because they saw that they're not going to get the support that they want from the United States. So they went to Germany. And now even Germany is saying, along with everyone else in the world, don't attack Rafah. The White House is saying, don't attack Rafah. Germany is saying it. Europe is saying it. Everyone in the world is warning them not to attack Rafah. So that's a card that you can't play. If they attack Rafah, that's Netanyahu shooting himself in the head. And more than that, it's Zionism shooting itself in the head completely. Zionism itself is going to shoot itself in the head if they attack Rafah, especially after you now have Hamas agreeing to a ceasefire agreement that was negotiated by Qatar and Egypt. How are you going to attack them now? Even though Netanyahu said, with or without an agreement, we're going to attack Rafah. That was one of the dumbest things that man ever said in his whole political career of saying dumb things. Because the whole point was that you're supposed to use the attack on Rafah as leverage to get what you want in an agreement. And then when you say that you're going to attack either way, then you completely nullify that as leverage. It was one of the dumbest things that man ever said. So now, it could be over. It could be over. Because they can see that they don't have the support. I mean, even now, it was reported that the United States is suspending the transfer of ammunition to Israel. And that's on the, that in my opinion, is because they're going to have to report to the Congress about the usage of the ammunition and weapons that they send to Israel. They have to give a report to the Congress to certify and to prove that none of this is being used in contradiction to international law, international humanitarian law, and so on. That's, I think, on the 8th of May that they have to submit that report. And obviously, the case being what it is, and especially if they attack Rafah, there's no way that that can pass. There's no way that they can actually say that we have confirmed that all of the weapons that we're sending over there are not being misused and being used against international law, because obviously they are. And it wouldn't normally matter, because obviously the Congress doesn't care one way or the other, but it's an election year, and the population clearly cares about this, especially the people who generally would be supporting, would be regarded as the democratic grassroots base of the electorate. They care about this issue. So this is what's going on. The Israelis have lost any negotiating power. America has lost its influence in the Middle East. And the decision or the resolution has already moved out of the sphere of influence of the United States and out of the sphere of influence of Israel. The decision has been made with regards to a ceasefire, and then it's going to be up to Israel whether they have the common sense or not to take this out, to take this exit that has been negotiated for them, a way out of this crisis, a way out of this catastrophe that they've caused by accepting the ceasefire that was negotiated by Qatar and Egypt and Hamas, in defiance of whatever the Americans and the Israelis tried to offer them as an ultimatum. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.